You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. We are live on this beautiful Monday evening. A lot to talk about. For those of you that missed any of the first couple hour shows, later on we're going to be just kind of reviewing Representative Paul Ryan's Medicare plan, what that means for seniors. Is it as bad as the media is saying it is? And I'd like to know your thoughts. You know, what are you noticing in terms of changes with Medicare? And what would you like to see improved? From what we do know, there have been some changes, and from what we understand, not for the better. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the 10 unhappiest jobs in America. All right, those are always kind of fun to look at and to see if we are stuck with an unhappy job or not. We got Kyle working the dials today. I don't think he thinks his job is unhappy until, of course, he has to work for my show, with my show. All right, so yes, there is a chance that engineers and producers could possibly be on that list, but I don't think so. I think we're in the clear. Also, it looks like if your preschooler is snoring, that could be tied to behavioral problems. We'll talk about that. Maybe it's sleep apnea in kids. People are really concerned about the physician shortage. Too many doctors are going into radio and doing a live call-in talk show when they should be at the office seeing patients and not on air complaining about the shortage of doctors. So we'll talk about that. Is it really my fault? Is it my fault that I'm still practicing medicine? I have not left my office. I am still practicing medicine. Don't be blaming me. Everybody blames the doctors. It's the doctor's fault for this. All right. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please tune in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So some of you want to know, what are the 10 most unhappy jobs? Well, Forbes came out with the list last year. And they, you know, security, registered nurse, teacher, sales engineer, product manager and program manager were tied. Marketing manager, director of sales, marketing director, and maintenance supervisor. Now, they didn't go into too many details, but this other article here from Business Insider actually describes, you know, the average salary, et cetera. So maintenance supervisor was number 10. Okay, as we had just discussed with Forbes list, their average salary is $52,799. Long hours, a lot of on-call schedule. Okay, marketing director came in number 9, average salary $68,000. They have to plan, direct, coordinate, market policies, etc. Maybe they dislike it because marketing is a very tough job. Problem with marketing is when I do something right, no one remembers. When I do something wrong, no one forgets, type of thing. That happens a lot with marketing directors. Or you have a good year. You have a great year directing the marketing of your marketing team. Okay? Then a couple years later, you guys have a bad year. Nobody stops and says, well, you had a wonderful year a few years back. Everybody just cares about the, you know, this and now. So that's tough because it's not like you build on your career. Sometimes your highlights in your career could hurt you later on. Director of sales, average salary is $91,000. They're supposed to set sale goals, analyze data. These are the 8th most unhappy jobs. Not a lot of bliss factor, they say. Bliss score is 3.677 out of 5. Again, when you're involved with sales, sales is so up and down. There's no rhyme or reason to them. And it's your fault if it doesn't go a certain way. And if there's a recession, it's your fault as well. Number 7 in most unhappy jobs was marketing manager. Average salary, $64,000. Again, it's too much expectations, I think, from marketing. Program manager, $94,000 average salary. Apparently, the unhappiest aspects of this job, they say, is the lack of growth opportunities, the culture of the company they work for, and the workplace support system. Product manager. It sounds like if you're in management, you're unhappy. Doesn't it? You know, it's funny. When I waited tables, there was an offer on the table to be a manager. And I didn't even want anything to do with that. Because when you wait tables, you get the tips. You don't have to be in charge of anybody. and you made less money than the manager, and the manager had more stress. I just wanted to wait on my tables and go home. That's, you know, tip the bussers and go home. That's what I wanted to do. And so I got that. So product manager, fifth most unhappy job. They average about 81 grand a year. Again, lack of growth opportunities, compensation, company culture, and support. They cite as an issue sales engineer. $71,000 a year they average. They report that engineers don't appreciate the lack of growth opportunities, company's culture, compensation, and support. And they appear to be unhappy with their jobs. I'm, again, getting this from Business Insider. Okay. Third most unhappy job, teacher. Average salary, $43,000. I know in some areas teachers do not make even that much. Teachers overworked, underpaid, lack of support. Number two most unhappy job, registered nurse. Average 43 grand. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Many registered nurses, like remember the ones in Sutter Hill hospitals in Northern California were making 126 grand. So the average, I think, is higher than what they're saying, 43 grand. But, of course, nurses, definitely underpaid and overworked, hands down. I'll back them up on that one. Absolutely. It's a shame. And then security officers. Security officer apparently is the number one most unhappy job. Average salary, $29,641. And late nights, they have to work alone. It's not like you could sit there and tune into your music while you're working in the lab. I mean, you just are alone with your thoughts. And, of course, you're out there and you're vulnerable. You could be out there in the cold. Absolutely. So those are the, no, radio host was not one of them. I think radio host is very satisfying. Doctor, I expected healthcare professionals with everything going on. No, no. And like I said, engineers and radio station show producers, no, nope. They're not unhappy. They look pretty happy, too. So there you have it. All right. I think my cab drivers are happy. I have a lot of cab driver listeners, and I have a lot of trucker listeners. They seem to be pretty happy. I don't know. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 13, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,622.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,663.21, $831.61 for a half ounce, or $415.80 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,663.21, $831.61, and $415.80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Martha from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, my biggest concern with Medicare is I'm very confused when it comes to plans and secondary insurance. I get talked into purchase of secondary insurance, but when my doctor doesn't take Medicare, they won't take the secondary insurance either. How do we know what we're supposed to purchase? That's great. I'm just as confused too. I see some of you buy these plans and purchase these secondaries, and you still have money out of pocket. I see that. If your secondary has a deductible, okay, so let's say you have Medicare, and then you purchase a secondary, whether it's Blue Cross, United, etc. If you have a deductible on that secondary insurance, it's not going to kick in until that deductible is met. Now, the reason why you're getting the secondary is to cover what Medicare doesn't, right? So if you have a copay or coinsurance on Medicare, you're not supposed to be charged by the doctor or the hospital because they're supposed to be your secondary. However, if your secondary doesn't kick in because you have a deductible, you will get a bill. And then you need to question if it's worth that secondary. Now, if your deductible for Medicare is $250, and then your deductible for Blue Cross is $250, and you rarely use your insurance, then somebody could say, well, why would you do that? Blue Cross won't kick in after $250 anyway, just like Medicare. And your Medicare will kick in, and then you have either a $6 copay or et cetera. You might as well save money on the Blue Cross. Yet if you think you're going to be in and out of a hospital, unfortunately, need home health care, then you may want to get the secondary. What I suggest is find a good broker that will lay out, you know, all the plans, tell you what your pros or cons are, and help you kind of figure this out. Because it's extremely confusing, and it's very frustrating. Now, what's frustrating for a lot of physicians is what Medicare will sometimes do is say, all right, I'm not covering any of this. We're just writing the whole thing off. Then we bill secondary, and secondary is like, whew, Medicare doesn't cover it. We don't have to cover it. And then some doctor's offices are like, oh, no. You're not going to write off the whole physical. That's not happening. All right. And many doctors have you sign a form saying if Medicare decides to play games and not pay for the X-ray and the EKG or the treadmill or whatever, then they can bill you. And that's frustrating in and of itself, because if Medicare did its job and paid the doctor, then the doctor wouldn't be trying to get the money from you. So it's an extremely frustrating circle. And what has come to light recently over the last couple days is Medicare reform. Now, we haven't been talking about Medicare reform. We've been talking about healthcare reform in the media. We've been talking about Medicare losing its funding by the year, 2024? We've been talking about more and more seniors using Medicare and there being less Medicare dollars and Medicare dollars being inappropriately used and dispersed because you've been putting money into the system and where the hell is the money now? So there's been a lot of issues with Medicare, but the one thing that has come now into play is quote-unquote Medicare reform. Now, when Mitt Romney picked Representative Paul Ryan as his running mate a couple days ago, I didn't think that was bad at all. I think he's a good pick. You know, I know there was a lot of concern over demographics and why didn't he pick a woman or an African-American or a Native American or a Jew or a Italian or a Latina or whatever. And honestly, it doesn't look like Mitt Romney was trying to appeal to any demographic. It appeared he thought that having Paul Ryan by his side would help him get done what he has to get done. Okay? Remember, these guys know each other a lot better than we do. And if that's who he decided to pick, that's fine. No, I'm not insulted. They didn't pick a woman. Whoever he thought he needed for the particular job to enact the job that he needed to do, I'm fine with. And remember, he's got a lot on his plate. He's going to be expected to fix the economy, not within his first administration, but within the first 100 days. No one's going to give him the same time frame they gave Obama. And no one's going to give him a Nobel Peace Prize either. Okay. They are going to expect results immediately. That's why he keeps saying he's going to repeal Obamacare day one. He knows we are going to have a very impatient group of Americans. And he's got a lot to fix, and he's got to look like he's fixing it quickly. Now, can he fix the economy in the first 100 days? No, nobody can. Yes, he can make some reform, but no, I don't see everybody who lost a job getting jobs all of a sudden. Right? I don't see everybody having extra money in the bank. I don't see the value of the dollar looking stable anytime soon. So he's got a lot on his plate. And as we discussed over the weekend, whoever he thinks he could do, he could, you know, have to get this job done. I don't even care if he picks his mama. Just get whoever in that White House to help you out. I'm happy with that. Remember that movie Dave? Gosh, there's this movie Dave. Oh, my gosh. Kevin, why can't I think of the actor famous? Where he plays the president. And, the president, he plays the president. He also plays a person that's supposed to imitate the president. The president apparently dies or goes into a coma, I think having an affair or something like that. And so they use him to, you know, be a stand-in for the president. And then he ends up trying to actually fix policy. And he has a buddy of his who's an accountant. So Kevin Kline, right. And so he has his buddy come into the White House, right, clear through security, and they sit there, and he has his accountant buddy help balance the budget. As far as I'm concerned, if this is what we have to do and we have to get done, then fine by me. So what the media has done now is change the focus from jobs and the election and immigration and all that to Medicare. And the change in Medicare to the quote-unquote abolishment of Medicare, as we know it, trying to upset the Florida voters and many of our senior voters. Now, I don't see how Medicare is supposed to be abolished by any of Paul Ryan's plan. From what I understand, what he wants to do, and again, it has taken a couple revisions, okay, and from what I understand, some Democrats have given him some input, but from what I understand, Paul Ryan's plan with Medicare is, all right, you have regular Medicare, and of course, we're going to have to save money. I mean, probably not do what Obama did, taking billions of dollars out of the Medicare program, but we have the Medicare program, but we also have a program where you have vouchers where you can purchase private insurance, so you have an out. Now, I urge you to listen to a couple of the earlier hours of my show tonight because I don't want to hash through some of the stuff that's been happening with Medicare. But the one thing I commend Representative Paul Ryan for is having an out for all you seniors that feel trapped with Medicare. I can't tell you how many of my patients, when they turn 65, they go, but Dahlia, I don't want to go on Medicare. All right? I don't. I'm going to have more out of pocket. I'm not going to get to be on my medication. And I'm not going to get to keep my doctor because most of my doctors don't take Medicare anymore. I would rather be able to not take Medicare. But the problem is you put money into the system. It's the cheapest way to go for many people, and you're stuck. Well, the other big story was NPR had released that in the next 6 weeks, many hospitals, about 278 hospitals, are going to be incurring their penalty from the Affordable Health Care Act for their Medicare readmissions. And there's some real big hospitals in Yale and Boston, et cetera, getting their penalties. And the reason why these hospitals are getting penalized is if a Medicare patient comes back and that gets recorded, they get penalized for each Medicare patient. Now, how these hospitals have been handling this penalty and the scare tactic by the government is if you have Medicare, they try not to admit you to begin with in the first place. Now, the Medicare patients, they don't want to beef with the hospital. The hospital doesn't want to have a beef with the Medicare patients, but the government is setting up doctor versus patient, hospital versus patient. So now the Medicare patient is the enemy. And when a hospital gets a Medicare patient, they're going to say, oh, damn, and now have to think twice and change their plan of action. As opposed to you walking in there without insurance or with insurance, private insurance, they go, okay, we're going to admit you and, you know, take care of you and then send you on your way. And then, okay, we're going to admit you again when you have to come back. Now with Medicare, they need to stop short, rethink what they're going to do. And what a lot of the rethinking is resulting in is Medicare patients being stuck in the ER. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not surprised that many of my patients don't want anything to do with Medicare. They don't want the scarlet letter on their chest, the big M. They don't want that. They want to go to the hospital and not have to be involved in this fight between government and hospitals. And the government is saying, well, we need to make sure hospitals are in line and making sure that hospitals make sure you get everything you need when you leave. That's not why you get readmitted. You get readmitted to the hospital because you have a chronic disease like COPD, like a colitis, like coronary artery disease, like blood clots. There's only so much your hospital can do. Remember, your insurance wants you out of the hospital. The hospital can't keep you for 3-4 months. So then you don't get readmitted and they get penalized. They have to kick you out eventually. Why is it the hospital's fault? So if Paul Ryan's plan offers you an out of Medicare, if it ends up being practical, that may not be a bad deal. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patriots.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to move on to medical stories, but let me just reemphasize, anytime you guys have questions about your insurance or what some of your EOBs mean, that's what I'm here for. I can't tell you how many times somebody says, look, Dahlia, let me just run this by you. I have this co-insurance. I have this copay. I'm being charged for surgical tray. I don't get it. What does this mean? Trust me, it took me years in my office to figure out what these explanation of benefits mean. So you could definitely run it by me. Unfortunately, I'm going to have a very difficult time helping you pick an insurance company and a secondary. It all depends on what you need. You know, there's been insurance companies in town that are horrible when it comes to paying doctors. But I'll tell my patients that the plan sounds good if it really covers everything they need. You know, unfortunately, you know, asking your doctor, sometimes isn't the most objective way to do it, because if the doctor can't stand a health insurance company because it doesn't pay him, and I'm not saying they're being, you know, selfish and, you know, self-serving it, but, you know, many times you see what the insurance pays, you think the same thing is happening to the patient, and sometimes it isn't. There is one insurance company that is horrible for doctors, but if the patient is healthy and doesn't need a lot of medication and doesn't need a lot done, it actually is kind of a good deal. And I've told patients, I go, at risk of not being your doctor anymore, if you're saving that much money switching to that insurance, even though I don't take it, I have to, you know, tell you, in all honesty, it's probably just right up your alley. So it is very difficult to get an objective answer from your doctor, because remember, doctors get, you know, peed on from these insurance companies just like you do. So you kind of need somebody who's not passionately involved or unfortunately in the middle of all the, oops, sorry, in the middle of all this. And so I would definitely recommend discussing with your insurance broker if you don't think they have any secondary gain either, because one insurance plan is more expensive than another. But see, most of these insurance brokers that I notice, what they do is they give you a whole slew of options and what each price is and, you know, what's the deductible, what's the coinsurance, et cetera. So usually, you know, they can't really bias it in their favor. So I think you can get as objective as you can. And if any of you guys have any better ideas on who to go to help sift some of this through, you know, definitely let us know. But of course, I'll help you any way I can. Like if you go, look, Dahlia, I could choose a $2,500 deductible. I could choose a $500 deductible. Again, we could work it through on paper. You know, my husband and I just did that same thing. What we did is we flipped our insurance to a $2,500 deductible because we could not afford the insurance anymore. It tripled in price. And that's what insurance companies have been doing since Obamacare. They have, in an accelerated growth, tripled. But what we figured out is the money we were saving each month covered the $2,500 deductible of our insurance. Is that scary? We found an insurance company, $2,500 a year less. The only problem is it's very frustrating to come out of pocket all this money for your prescriptions. Of course, none of the prescriptions were covered anymore. We had to switch to generics, et cetera. I mean, it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a pretty crappy plan. But it works for us. And when we crunched the numbers, it worked. So, you know, whatever I could do to help. My email, of course, excuse me, is drdahlia@hotmail.com. If you don't have time to write that down, just go to my website. When you find my website, there's a place there for you to contact me and email us. Now, keep in mind, if you don't want anything too personal, because remember, many people do, we get so many emails, I do have people help. So I don't advise any of my personal patients to send any personal information on that email, because I cannot ensure your privacy. But if you want to, I don't know, come up with, you know, a fake name, I'm Natasha, you know, and I have this issue, that's fine by me. I mean, no one's going to trace it, all right? But you could definitely send me a note, email, and I'll help you hash through some of this, okay? I also urge you to go to my website. We are planning the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise for next summer. The Alaskan cruises are booking up pretty quickly. It's a phenomenal cruise. It's beautiful. We were able to secure a nice block of rooms for what we want to do, party, prizes, lectures, and, you know, nice rooms depending on what you want to book. I think we got the price down to about $150 a day. So please look at my website. Take a look. See if this is something that you think you want to do, and definitely call the travel agent or get a hold of the travel agent so you guys could book that early, because I would love to go to Alaska, and we always have a great time. We always have a phenomenal time. Also, with all the medical news and news that's been coming out, and I'm going to go over some of them as well, if you ever miss any of the show, you can download the Droid app. We have an Android app that's out now. It's free. Go to my website and download it, or go to your Android store. For those of you with Droids or Samsung or, I believe, any of these phones that are Androids, you can go ahead and download the Dr. Dahlia app. Then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anywhere. At work, on your drive, etc., and catch up on everything. All right, so, whew, okay, let's get to medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another shooting happened today. 3 killed in shootings near Texas A&M. A Texas constable and two others were shot dead in about a half an hour of gunfire near Texas A&M University. Scott McCollum, assistant chief of the College Station Police Department, told reporters Monday today that three people killed were a Brazos County constable, the man authorities say exchanged gunfire with law enforcement officers, and a male civilian. Now, the constable Brian Bachman is the sixth law enforcement official killed so far this year in Texas. Now, I don't know much about the shooter and what was going on. They identified the suspect as Thomas Cafall, 35 years old. On a Facebook page reported to be his, he indicates his hometown is nearby Bryan, Texas. He also describes himself as a cross between Forrest Gump and Jack Kerouac. I'm on the road permanently, he says. Not too sure much about this guy, what happened, why. I'm sure we're going to get more details as the night progresses, and we'll keep you posted. They say four others did suffer injuries in the roughly 30-minute ordeal. They included College Police Station police officer Justin Olique, who was shot in the calf, two other officers, etc. A female civilian was also shot, and she's currently undergoing surgery. Apparently, police got a call shortly after 12:10 today from a citizen indicating shots had been fired in the residential area just south of the campus. He added that the constable had gone to the residence to deliver an eviction notice. Texas A&M issued a code maroon, which is the university's emergency notification system, at 12:29, telling people to avoid the area because of an active shooter. All right, they received fire from the suspect inside, took cover, defended themselves, and they ended up shooting the gunman. All right, like I said, as we get more information, we'll definitely report it. Not sure what's going on with people. Got some pretty crazy people out there. All right, just, be aware of warnings. From what I understand, these colleges have a phenomenal warning system now where they could text you saying stay away from campus. I still have patients that really don't get the whole texting. They have the old type of phones, and I miss the old type of phones. I miss the old cell phones. We're only talking a few years, where all you had to do was dial. You got some sort of text messages, but you just dialed the phone. They were easier to use, and they acted like a phone. I understand. I have a smartphone. It's, I think, just sometimes a little bit too techy for me. But if you're noticing, many of the emergency systems are starting to go to that, where they can text you, etc. In fact, I have some radio stations that I ask for automatic news texts just so I can at least, stay up to date. Because when I'm in a room with a patient, talking to a patient, I'm not around a television. I'm not around a radio. The Dr. Dahlia Show is only on 3 hours a day, so it's not like I can tell you guys, everything 24/7. Okay? Not that you'd expect it, but still. So, sometimes the only way for people to reach you now is texting. And I know some of you have jobs where you can't bring your phone, but other, like I said, these universities, etc., are counting on it. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually most police departments, etc., will be relying on some sort of a system so that they could just send out these mass texts. So, I don't know. Look into it. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, kids are going back to school, and I'm kind of relieved. Oh, my gosh. Where are we at? It's April. It's August 13th now. Boy, I tell you, these kids, they have been fighting and on my last nerve. My episiotomy scar is burning. I'm just getting so tired of them fighting. So I'm pretty excited they're going to be starting school. Unfortunately, we've been kind of dealing with, you know, the school and getting them ready for school and all that, and that's stressful in and of itself. You know, it's funny because when the kids are in school, you're like, oh, I can't wait for vacation. And then when the kids are on vacation, you're like, I can't wait for school to start. So what do I have to look forward to? I mean, here I am panicking that my 12-year-old or my 9-year-old are one day going to turn 18, you know, God willing, and then move out of the house and leave me, and I'm going to be all alone, and I'm going to be with my babies, and my husband's going to take me off, and I'm going to be making one of my babies. But, you know, I just, after dealing this summer with my kids, I'm guessing when the kids turn 18, you're, like, ready for them to go. I mean, the door is open and their bags are packed. Really? Is that how it is? Now, my guess is if we're still in a recession, they're going to be living with me. They were asking me that today. My kids were like, so, Mom, I can't wait till I go to college, you know, and I'm just so grateful. I mean, God willing, we could send them to college because, you know, with me, I remember that was very iffy, you know, in our family growing up, you know, we had nobody had money. And, you know, luckily I got a scholarship, so I was able to be the first one to go to college. And, it was kind of nice to, you know that they didn't have that worry because I'm going to do whatever I can, you know, to get them to go through. You know, we'll take loans out, whatever we have to do. But they said, because then I get to do whatever I want. I go to my friend's house, I could do this, and I go, well, wait a second, but you're going to need money, okay? You know, yes, you know, I know you want to move out of the house, and that's great, but are you going to be able to afford your rent? Are you going to be able to afford going out? Oh, well, you'll give me money. No, because listen, if you move out of the house, what do you think Mama and Daddy are going to do day one? We're going to go out and party, so we're going to need the money to party, okay? What makes you think we're going to give you money to party? We don't want you partying. We don't want you drinking, nothing. We want you studying, so we're not going to give you money. So I think the kids just realize that moving out of the house is not going to be as fun as they think it is, right? Honestly, when I moved out when I was 18. No, I didn't party like the rest of the kids. Why? Because I had to work. I averaged 2 to 3 jobs while I was going to school. I worked at the EPA, I tutored, I worked at Jack in the Box, I did whatever I could. I was a secretary, I worked at Human Resources. I just did a variety of jobs to make money. I didn't have time to party. I didn't have the money, and I didn't have the time. So, that's the key. That's what you got to do with the kids. But you got to be careful because they may want to move back in. I know. So for those of you that have kids or grandkids and are counting the hours till they go back to school, I'm with you. What are we looking at? 2 weeks from today? Just 2 more weeks, people. Just 2 more weeks. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Quickly, we had a study come out today of the most obese states and the slimmest states. And as expected, Mississippi in the Deep South ranked number 1 in the top state for obesity based on BMI percentages and the amount of people per state that's obese. Mississippi, 34.9, almost 35% of Mississippi citizens are obese. Then came Louisiana, then came West Virginia, then came Alabama, then came Michigan, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Indiana, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Texas. Texas, we talked about, I was like, well, I don't know, you know, Texas, these cowboys are pretty big, pretty burly. You know, and some of them, they look trim, but they got so much muscle and, you know, burliness that maybe their BMI is high. So that could be an issue there. Now, the slimmest states were Colorado at 20.7% of the state. Now we need to, don't rejoice, Colorado. We're still looking at 1 in 5 of your inhabitants are still obese. But Colorado came in the skinniest. Then came Hawaii, then came Massachusetts and New Jersey, District of Columbia, California, 23.8% of Californians are obese, Utah, New York, Connecticut, and Nevada. Nevada, 24.5% of Nevadans are obese. So even though those were the 10 slimmest, still nothing to be excited about because, you know, we still have a huge obesity problem. Now, we did discuss many times on the show how man has changed and how woman has changed, okay? I believe we're taller than we used to be. I believe we have, you know, probably from the hormones in our food, we make way bigger babies. I mean, people are giving birth to 9-pound babies. That's huge. 10-pound. My mom gave birth to a 10-pound, 5-ounce baby. That's huge. And we're starting to see bigger babies as the norm. Now, I gave birth to a 6-pound. He was, what, 6 pound, 10 ounce, and then a 7 pounder. And the 7 pounder, my second one, we had to induce. He was 7 pounds at 8 months. And he was 7 pounds at 7 months pregnancy. And because he didn't grow in a month, we had to induce. But I mean, he for a kid who wasn't even growing, he was already at 7 pounds. So we are making bigger babies hormones in the food. And yes, I think a lot of it is what we eat. I mean, we are eating a lot more junk food. We're exercising less. So big issues. But I also think, you know, there is a part of it where, you know, man has been evolving. I mean, take a look at the Olympics. Look at our swimmers. I mean, yeah, I know the Olympics is over. I think I'm done with the Olympics. I think, you know, it was so much. I still have so much Olympics TiVo'd that I haven't gotten to see. Like, I still want to see a lot of the track and field. But, I mean, if you take a look at our Olympians, we have some big people. You know, I just think we are making bigger and bigger people. This is what we're doing. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, Representative Jesse Jackson, Jr., it's been revealed he is being treated for bipolar disorder and bipolar disorder 2, which is a little bit more severe. Now, he's been in Mayo Clinic. He's been out of work since June 10th. He says, not going to hold me back. I'm still going to be in office. I'm still going to run for re-election. But he's been out of work for about 2 months. He's 47 years old, has been a member of Congress since 1995. He is Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr.'s son. He has also been treated for some gastrointestinal issues. The media has reported it could be due to his bypass surgery that he had. He did have a bypass surgery back in 2004. However, sometimes when we hear that a person is dealing with depression or bipolar and he also has gastrointestinal issues, we do worry about alcohol. All right, because many people with bipolar and depression drink alcohol, could have had a pancreatitis, a gastritis, et cetera. We don't know. Again, the media is being hush-hush about it. And I think he does deserve some privacy. I know some of his constituents are a little bit concerned. Can he go back to his job if he's still in an inpatient setting? You know, and what triggered this bipolar depression crisis or crash? And will it happen later on in his term? You know, we had spent some time earlier in the show, which I would love to hear from you. I know we're coming up on the end, but email me or call in and we'll discuss this again tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. But, you know, should we have some sort of qualifications or standards or et cetera on certain quote-unquote mental illnesses or certain conditions that some people have? And should they allow to be in public office or not, to based on what they have? And, you know, if somebody's out of work for a couple months undergoing treatment, should they be allowed to undergo treatment? Are they allowed paid sick leave? I mean, I'm not sure what congressmen get in terms of sick leave. Is he being paid while he's gone? And if he does have something that's severe, is he allowed to still stay in office? Do you not allow them to stay in office? I mean, it's a very complicated case. But in this particular case, he's planning on staying. It's just I'm not sure when he's coming back to work. Also, we talked about how triclosan, a component in antimicrobial soap, has been found to cause cardiac issues, muscle issues in mice, and has slowed swimming activity in fathead minnows. Now, what does that mean to us Americans? What does that mean to us humans? Well, we don't know, but this isn't the first time that antimicrobial agents have been in the news for having harmful effects. My recommendation is try to avoid antimicrobial products with this triclosan. Some of them are just alcohol until we can figure this out and figure out if there are any human effects based on it, because boy, do we lather ourselves up with that. All right, guys, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.